Okay, today we're continuing in the second parak of Maseches Bikurim, and we're continuing to discuss what, compare and contrast different items with each other. So today we're going to learn Mishnayos, Ches, and Tes. Now, generally speaking, there are two types of animals, of big animals. There are behemos, and there are chayos, in addition to ophos. Ophos are birds, but behemos and chayos. A behema is considered like a domesticated animal, and a chaya is a wild animal. And they have different halachos. They both require shechita. You're not allowed to eat a behema nor a chaya without doing shechita first. However, when it comes to a behema, there is no mitzvah of kisui hadam on a behema, and there is an isser of chelev of a behema. When it comes to a chaya, there are different halachos. There is a mitzvah of kisui hadam, and there is no isser chelev. So says the Mishnah, koi yesh bo drachim shavu l'chaya. A koi has ways that it's similar to a chaya. And it also has certain halachas that make it similar to a behema. And in certain ways, it's like both a behema and a chaya. And it has ways that it's not like a behema nor like a chaya. So this Mishnah Ches, is really just an introduction to the next three Mishnayos, meaning it's just a statement that this is what a koi is. It's unusual in that sometimes it's like a behema and not a chaya. Sometimes like a chaya and not a behema. Sometimes it shares qualities of both a behema and a chaya. And sometimes it has qualities of neither a behema nor a chaya. We're not supposed to know what any of that means at this point. And that's what the next three Mishnayos are for. So Mishnah Tes, Ketzat Shavel Chaya, in what way is a koi like a chaya? So Damotan Kisui Kedam Chaya. If you shecht a koi, you need to do Kisui Adam just like you would do on a chaya. That when you shecht a chaya, you have to do kisui adam. Meaning, similar to when you shecht an oaf, you also have to do kisui adam. Right? Typically, the most common kisui adam, if you met anyone who's ever done the mitzvah of kisui adam, it's probably because they went to visit a chicken shechita place, and they do kisui adam in when you shecht chickens, because it's an oaf. So chaya and oaf have that in common, and a koi also requires kisui adam. Ve'ein shochtin also b'yom tov, you're not allowed to shecht a koi on yom tov, ve'im shechato ein mechasna stamo. And if you did shecht a koi on yom tov, then you're not allowed to do kisui adam. Now normally, you are allowed to shecht animals on yom tov, because you're allowed to do melachos for ochel nefesh on yom tov. However, if someone shecht a chaya, or an oaf on Yom Tov, now you're chayiv to do kisei adam. And you're not allowed to do that on Yom Tov, because if you do that, you're going to be moving around the dirt, which is muktzah. But you could do kisei adam with ashes or with other things, and the ashes won't be muktzah, because you presumably were designated before Yom Tov for the mitzvah of kisei adam. However, the ash can't be used for a kai, because we assume that when the owner designated the ashes of his oven to be used for kisei adam, it's only for a chaya, where we know bivadai that it requires kisei adam. But he wouldn't have designated the ashes for an oaf, which is only a suffix, for a koi rather, which is only a suffix whether it needs kisei adam. So that's why the Mishnah says, just don't shecht a koi on Yom Tov, because you're not going to be able to do the mitzvah of kisei adam. And even if you did violate the isser and you shechted a koi on Yom Tov, then you just don't do kisei adam. Right, ve'in shochtin osa b'yom tov, and that's why ve'im shechato ein mechasen is dumb. You just don't do kisui adam. Now the truth is that's not like a chaya. The halacha by a chaya is not that way. The halacha is that you're allowed to shecht a chaya on yom tov. You're not allowed to shecht a koi on yom tov. So the only reason we mention this idea that you're not allowed to shecht a koi on yom tov is to show that even though it's like a chaya in that it requires kisui adam, it's different than a chaya in the ramifications of that in Hilchos Yom Tov. So the way that the Mishnah is highlighting that a koi is like a chaya in that it requires kisui adam. Once we mention that it requires kisui adam, we have to mention that the ramifications for that, as far as Hilchos Yom Tov, are a little bit are a little bit, make it a little bit different than a chaya. The chelbo metame betumas nevela kachaya. The chelev of a koi is metame like the nevela, just like the chelev of a chaya. You know the particular types of fats. The tumaso besafik, but the tuma of a koi's chelev is really only a safik, because a koi might actually be a behema, and the fat of a behema is not tame. Meaning a nevela is a very high form of tuma, it's an av hatuma, but the nevela of a kosher behema and nevela of a kosher chaya have different halachos as far as the chelev is concerned. When it comes to a kosher behema that dies, most of the body becomes tame, but the fat isn't tame, the chelev is not tame. When a kosher chaya dies, the entire body, including the fat, is metame. The fat of a koi is metame also, like the fat of a chaya, because a koi might actually be a chaya, but it's only a suffix tuma, because the koi might also be a behema, and therefore the fat might not be metame. Vein podin bo peter chamar. You're not allowed to redeem a firstborn donkey with a koi, because a firstborn donkey, you can only use a sheep or a goat to do pidyon peter chamar. A koi might be a chaya, and therefore wouldn't be a sheep or a goat. Apparently, on the possibility that it's a behema, we're assuming it's a behema that's similar to a sheep or a goat. But on the possibility that it's a chaya, it's neither like a sheep nor a goat, and therefore cannot be used for pidyon petach hamar. Pidyon petach hamar is still a halacha that we observe nowadays, that if a person has a firstborn donkey, so you're supposed to be podeit, you're supposed to redeem it for a sheep or a goat, and people do this, right? So question whether a person should go out of his way to do this mitzvah. I remember I once asked Rav Asher Weiss whether one should buy some small amount of land in Israel, you know, like they sell like an amma by an amma or less of land in Israel, 1 square foot of land in Israel, before Shemitah year, in order to fulfill the mitzvah of Shemitah's karka. So he says, I don't know, do you buy a donkey in order to fulfill the mitzvah of Petar Chamor? Meaning there are some mitzvahs that you're only meant to do if you happen to be in that situation. I thought that that was an interesting way of looking at it. So anyway, so let's review what we did today. So Mishnah Ches just told us that a koi is similar to a behema in some ways, similar to a chay in some ways, similar to both in some ways, similar to neither in some ways. And then Mishnah Tes told us in what ways a koi is similar to a chaya. Number one, that it requires kisei adam, even though it's dissimilar in that you're not allowed to shecht a koi in Yom Tov, and even if you did, you're not allowed to do the kisei adam. Number two, it's chelev is metam, like a chaya's chelev is metame b'nevela, but it's not quite like a chaya, because a chaya's chelev is metame b'nevela b'toras vaday, whereas a chaya is only b'toras suffik. And number three, that a chaya is like a chaya is that it's, that you can't do pidyon peter chamar with a chaya, because it's not really a sheep or a goat. So those are the three ways that a chaya is like a chaya. Next time we'll pick up with how a koi is like a behema, how it is like both, and how it is like neither.